Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World with Behind the Black Bob Zimmerman. Mission Psyche. What is that, Bob?
The Mission Psyche is a probe that's on its way to the metal asteroid Psyche. It was launched last year. It's on its way. About a month ago, they discovered a drop, pressure drop in its fuel lines. It has an ion engine to get it to where it wants to go. And they're going to start firing those engines again in June to slowly accelerate towards Psyche. But there was a fuel pressure drop in the lines, and this was serious. So they've now done some tests, and they have actually been able to activate a backup fuel line to use instead, and that has worked. So it looks like they'll be able to do their engine burns in June as planned, and they'll be able to get to the Psyche as planned in 29. But there was a technical problem here that's been fixed.
Mars has a thin atmosphere, or it has lost atmosphere. Which is it, Bob, and what have they discovered?
The theory is that because they think liquid water once flowed on the surface of Mars, based on what visually looks geologically water-created geology, scientists believe the atmosphere was once much thicker and warmer. And so one of the satellites sent to Mars is called MAVEN. It's been there for about a decade. It's been trying to figure out how Mars lost its atmosphere based on this theory. And it now says it thinks it's detected the actual atomic process that caused this atmosphere to escape away, and they call it sputtering. And they had to use 3 different instruments on MAVEN and then gather data, they said, for about a decade. They expected actually to find this process, sputtering, pretty relatively quick. It took instead a decade. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty here. We don't really know if the atmosphere was once thick and warm. We have no models that make it possible for that to have been the case, really. But we see geology that suggests liquid water was once on the surface. Lots of geology that says that. So there's a great mystery on Mars. This strengthens the theory of a once thick atmosphere, but I don't think it convinces everybody at any point.
Where's Europa?
Europa orbits Jupiter, and Europa is interesting because it looks like an icy surface. It looks almost like Antarctica, the Arctic ice flow when you look at it. They think there's an underground ocean there. Well, new data from using the Webb Space Telescope suggests that the surface is changing continuously, that actually material from below comes up to the surface. This, I have a graph on Behind the Black showing the data. It's very coarse data. It does show there are differences in different places on the planet, and the differences suggest material coming up from below. But we don't have an actual picture showing changes on the surface, so this is uncertain as well. When Europa Clipper gets there, we'll probably be able to get real data at that
point. Bob, is this the one that looks like somebody's been ice skating on the surface?
It looks like, as I say, the ice pack of Antarctica. When you look at lots of ice flows that have cracked, it has across its surface long linear cracks that have like this red material that on it. They think the red material is from below. They don't know what the red material is made of. The geology says there's an ocean underneath. We don't know that at the moment, but at least that's what they think. And this data is fits that theory. Europa Clipper, when it arrives in a few more years, will be orbiting Jupiter, but in an orbit that will fly past Europa many, many times with the attempt to try to learn, confirm some of these
things. And have they got instruments on board that can get down into, if the ocean is underneath, can they penetrate to it?
I don't know if they can penetrate to the ocean, but they will have definitely radar data that can penetrate the ground for at least a dozen meters, probably, so you can get a better idea of what the makeup is.
All right, but a detail. In order to have something that moves, that is created, you need a heat source. What would be the heat source for Europa, the gravity of the planet?
Of Jupiter, yes. The same high, very intense gravity of Jupiter that produces the volcanic action on Europa, it's thought that that tidal energy would also help generate, warm the interior of Europa to produce an ocean of water. That's the theory.
Does it rule out that Europa could have a core like a planet?
No, it doesn't rule that out. These are the unknowns we have to find out. The data we have now suggests there is a liquid ocean under the ground, but it is uncertain data with a lot of assumptions. The Europa Clipper will get better data.
The sun's surface, you have a photograph. What are we looking at?
This is just amazing stuff. Adaptive optics on a ground-based solar telescope at Big Bear Solar Observatory has now produced really incredible high-resolution imagery of the sun's surface. I've got one image on behind the black that covers an area of the sun's surface 25,000 miles across, which means you could fit three Earths in this picture. and what you're looking at is a very fluffy surface. That's what it looks like. And they're able to assemble movies, and you can click to see some of these movies on Behind the Black, of this surface changing with time. And what's going on, of course, is the plasma from the sun is being influenced by the sun's magnetic field to produce these needles, these waving needles that look like prairie grass, as well as magnetic field lines and plumes. It's just amazing, John.
And what we have here is Jezero Crater. That was a lake, yes?
Yes, all right. Perseverance is just outside Jezero Crater. It landed within the crater. It has a delta that came through a gap in the rim of the crater. There are two inlets into Jezero Crater and one outlet. And scientists using orbital imagery have theorized that at once Jezero Crater was filled with liquid water, and that the water would overflow periodically out that one outlet. That's what caused the nature of that canyon where the outlet is. This, of course, depends on liquid water on the surface of Mars, which is still not proven or confirmed. But they think that this was once a lake intermittently or continuously, and periodically it would overflow the rim.
And that's where Perseverance is.
Perseverance is just outside the crater. It spent almost, 2-3 years getting core samples within the crater. We have to remember, Perseverance does not have as much capability to do research as Curiosity. It gets the core samples and gets some data, but mostly it just gets the core samples and dumps them for someone to pick up.
Do we know approximately how far away Curiosity is from Percy? These are different parts of the planet.
It's about a third of the planet away.
So they're deliberately different parts of the planet.
They're both in the equatorial dry regions, which kind of limits, in a sense, what we see of Mars. But they are in different places, yes.
We need more probes on the surface of Mars before we bury Musk. All right, X-rays and radios. Last time you gave us a star that was bizarre. What have you given us this time?
Another star that's bizarre. This is a star that's radiating in X-rays and radio in ways that don't make sense. It's actually pulsing very slowly in those radio waves over weeks and hours. Much not like a pulsar, which does it in milliseconds. This is very slow. And what's even more puzzling is the energy of the emissions dropped significantly. They have no idea why this happened, John. None at all. It is a mystery. But then there are lots of those mysteries. That's what makes science fun.
Bob, I've been worried about that perfect sphere tens of thousands of light years away. More I look at it, Bob, doesn't it worry you?
Oh, not in the slightest. Nope. I just think it's very cool. That's the main thing.
He's avoiding the philosophy. All right, Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I recommend especially go look at that perfect sphere tens of thousands of light years away. I'm glad it's distant. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.